to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, here we are in early June, already almost halfway through 2020, and it has been an eventful and I would say a pretty rough year so far. You know, coronavirus, civil unrest, stock market up, stock market down. Now popped again on that unbelievable jobs report. They came out, the BLS, Bureau of Labor Statistics. We've added in May, against all expectations, added 2.5 million jobs. We were expecting something like 7.5 or 8 million in job losses, and we added instead. And to be honest, I think those gains, at least in my point of view, from my perspective, aren't totally unexpected. You know, the states, some of the states anyhow, are slowly opening back up. And those folks that were furloughed or laid off temporarily, you know, service industry in particular, well, they're starting to come back. We frequent a restaurant across town, and you could get food to go, for example, for a period of time. It was the guy in the back working in the kitchen. It was the guy up front delivering you the food. We went out there last weekend, and their numbers have quadrupled. There were easily 8 people that I could see. I don't know who was in the kitchen, so that's just anecdotal for you. I'm seeing other things here in Texas. You know, we're working on a tenant turn, and we had a family buy a house. They've moved out, so we're getting a house rent ready. They were there for over 5 years, so naturally there's a little bit of wear and tear we've got to take up, so I'm picking up supplies for that rental. Home Depot's busy. It's packed. You know, I see people that I can tell are contractors. I see, you know, homeowners doing their thing. I'm scheduling carpet cleaning and replacement in a few rooms for that particular house. Those guys are booked. They're busy. Just getting my handyman out there to do minor repairs, sheetrock, a little bit of painting, he was able to squeeze me in, but he's booked. He's busy. So lots are going on and lots of things are going on and people are out there. They're getting stuff done. So, you know, seeing that jobs report pop is not wholly unexpected. Now, we, as a result of that, saw the stock market pop as well. So if you've been sitting out there thinking about, ooh, funds, do I pull them out? I'm thinking about getting into real estate. Well, now might be your opportunity. So take a look at that. See how your portfolio, your 401k, whatever it is, might be doing now in light of that news. And I'll tell you, in terms of that rental that I'm listing, I have that one on the market. I'm listing one for a friend as well. I'm getting hundreds of inquiries. People they're simply out and about. Dozens of showings just in the first week since listing each of those. I'll tell you, it's a great time. It's a great time to own rental real estate. There's not a lot on the market that's driving that demand that I'm seeing. I'm hearing from a lot of folks that, yeah, there's nothing out there, Andy. I really hope we can get into your property. We've taken a lot of applications, so we've got the pick of the litter. We're simply going through now, doing that background process. And speaking about process, you know, as I work through these rental turns, that one lease listing, I like structure. You know, I like structure. I like checklists, processes, things that are going to guide me from start to finish. And that's what I want to get into on today's show. I want to take a look at a concept that is used in project management, the 5 W's, right? If you think back to grammar class back in elementary school, right? We talked about the 5 W questions. What are those? Who, what, when, where, why? And of course that oddball out there, how, right? Got to throw that one. How gets a spot at the table as well. But it's a good way to approach a project, whether we're talking about that single family house you're fixing up or just getting into real estate, right? So if you do any research on the 5 W's in project management, you're going to find a lot of literature out there. But essentially we're talking about, you know, setting a framework, right? Setting a framework to allow us to explore some particular project before, you know, getting into it. Who, right? Who are the stakeholders in this particular project, whether it's real estate or something else? When, what's the timeline? You know, where's the activity taking place? Why? You know, why are we even doing it? Does it make sense? Right. And what is it that we try to do? And obviously there are spin-offs of those variations of those questions, but I want to explore real estate investing within that framework, those 5 W's and the 1 H, the how. How's important. How's a very important part of the equation. And we're going to look at that both at a broad level, right? For that person that's new to real estate, maybe you're catching the show for the first time. Maybe you haven't bought that first investment property or gotten into that first multifamily deal as a passive. This is for you, right? It's a broad level review, things that you might want to think about as you explore real estate. But we're also going to look separately then more narrowly from the perspective, my perspective as a single family investor. What are some of the questions you may or should be asking yourself as you go into a project, as you go into that new house, as I'm getting ready to do that tenant turn? What should I be doing, right? Who, what, when, where, why, and how? And finally, as part of this conversation, I want to share just a little bit about Lifestyles Unlimited, right? Who we are, what we do, when, where, why, how, right? Within that framework as well. And of course, I would be remiss if I didn't mention to you that there is a deadline looming. You've heard me talk about it every Sunday on every show. Protest those property taxes. Now, if you're in certain counties like Tarrant, that window may have passed. Although I'm still waiting for them to give me valuations on two properties. I don't know what's going on there. Still waiting and hoping that they keep it down. But Dallas County, I also operate in Dallas County. I am very near. I'm up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Your deadline is a week from tomorrow. That doesn't mean you're going to have it resolved, but you need to have that protest actually filed. You can do that online. You can send it in by mail. But if you haven't done it, I just want to make sure that you know that, and I want you to get going. So, and hey, let me give you the number here in the studio. This is a live show. If you've got questions on real estate investing, again, broadly or more narrowly around, say, single family, give me a call here at 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. Actually, I need to get that open right here. That's askandy@luinc.com. I do try to check those throughout the show and certainly during the breaks, and sometimes can get to your questions. Let's kick it off. We're just going to walk through the who, what, when, where, why, and how of real estate investing. And, well, hey, I tell you what, I do hear the music coming on. We're going to start with who. When we come back, we're going to look at that big, big picture. Who are you, right? Who are you as an investor, or who do you want to be? And then we'll take a look a little bit more narrowly, like I said, at the single family example. And you can apply this to anything, multifamily, any project you're working on, really. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and we'll be right back.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today on the show, we're talking about the five W's and that errant stepchild, how, H, right? The five W questions, who, what, when, where, why, and how, as they relate to real estate investing. And really, it's a good concept for anything you do when it comes down to a project. You know, you'll see this if you've done any sort of project management classes. You know, you look at these questions. It's things that you want to think about ahead of time to kind of fundamentally set your direction, right? Make sure you're doing the right thing. Are we doing superfluous stuff? Does it even hit our targets as an organization? Well, you, as a real estate investor, you as a family person, right? You want to build your wealth for your family. We've talked about that on earlier shows. We talked about that last week, in fact, building our net worth, and you want to look to optimize that. So these W questions can help guide you, help steer you a little bit. And we'll start with who, right? That's the first one, those who questions. And again, looking broadly first, for the newer person that's thinking about getting into investing, you have choices. You have things you can do within the investment sphere. Now, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we focus on residential real estate, specifically investing in either single family houses. That's what I do. That's what I've been doing for a little over 8 years now. Or multifamily, right? Apartments. Both of those are residential real estate and things that we invest in at Lifestyles. So who are you? You need to ask yourself this. Who are you as a person, right? If you think you want to go that single family route and self-manage those, above all, I would say, well, are you going to be able to deal with that? Are you going to be able to deal with working with people, right? You got to work with those residents that you put into your properties when they have a maintenance question or something like that. Maybe they need to break their lease early. Is that going to stress you out? So who are you as a person? Do you need to put a property manager into place? Start to think about those things. Maybe you want to go the multifamily route. Well, again, who are you as a person? Who are you as an investor? Who do you want to be? Right? If you're busy, if you work a lot, maybe you need to go that passive route. And that's great. We have a lot of people that go the passive route to get into 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 plus deals. I'm not kidding. I mean, these guys take it to the next level. And that passive income that they create off of that passive investing as a passive, I should say, that just keeps them afloat. They don't have to work anymore. They get to retire, right? So you need to ask again, who are you? Now, if you're more entrepreneurial, maybe you like to retain control, right? Give that some thought again. Who are you as a person? If that's you, you may be better suited to take that lead role on. Again, lots of investors at Lifestyles do that very thing. They find the deals in multifamily. They find those apartments that they're going to buy. They assemble a group of like-minded passive investors that contribute to capital, and they take that deal down. And that lead investor, that entrepreneur, manages the project, right? They are the project manager. And again, here, you don't have to be entrepreneurial in the sense that you have to develop something new. You've got to build something from scratch, because when we go to Lifestyles, when you come to Lifestyles Unlimited, we help you with that. We've been doing it for 30 years. We've got the roadmap, so you don't have to reinvent the wheel. And not just Lifestyles, but you've got other lead investors around you. They've had success. They're doing things. You look at what everybody's doing, and you choose what works best. So again, another who question you might ask yourself, and again, thinking more broadly, not yet to that more detailed single family guy, but more broadly, you know, who do you need on your team, or whom do you want on your team? A good CPA. Right? Perhaps a real estate lawyer to help you read, you know, work through those PPMs, those private placement memoranda. If you're going to get in as a passive, you got to learn how to read those. A mentor. You're going to want a mentor on your team. And if you are active, right, as a lead investor on multifamily, or you're doing the single family route, you're going to need a bigger team. You're going to have to address all of those moving parts, right? The maintenance, the renovations, the rehab, if you're doing that. And I'll tell you one thing that we offer at Lifestyles Unlimited that is pivotal for helping you address that particular question is our vendor list. No matter what level of membership you have at Lifestyles Unlimited, you have access to the vendor list. That's how we've built, me personally, my wife and I, that's how we've built our team over the years. When we need somebody to address an electrical issue, I can find an electrician on there. These are vendors that have been vetted. We have a vendor team that goes out and finds these guys. And the members can go in and review their interaction and the outcome that they had with these particular vendors. So it's a great way to really build that team. And that's, again, looking more broadly. Now, for the single family investor, I want to take it a little bit more narrowly. You know, you're already involved. You're doing stuff like I am. Again, you do have to answer that question. Who's going to be on your team for this project? We're getting more concrete. We just found that house. We put in a contract on it. We bought it. We got to get it fixed up now so that we can get it rented out. You got to be ready to answer that who question for that house. What does that house need? What is the scope of work, right? Do you need a plumber? Do you need a sheetrock guy? A painter typically does both, right? Electrician. Maybe you're going to farm it out. Hand it off to a general contractor. That's what we do most of the time. Allows us to be more broadly active in the market without getting bogged down in one single particular project. So that's what you want to think about in that one house, right? That project that you're working on. And then finally, who is Lifestyles Unlimited? Let me tell you something, 50,000 members strong, 50,000 members across the nation, in Texas, obviously, where we began, but everywhere, pretty much in all the states. I've met members from California, Iowa, Michigan, Florida, Virginia, Hawaii. I mean, the list goes on. And outside of the country, I personally have talked, you know, one-on-one with members from South Africa, from Australia, and Israel in the recent past. So I got a broad scope. So who? Now let's move on. What, right? What questions? And again, thinking more broadly, this is going to fall under the exercise of setting your investment criteria, right? What is it we're looking for? What sort of asset? You need to ask yourself that. Is it going to be that single family house, or is it that multifamily? And within that scope, what kind of house? Am I looking for a pretty heavy value add? We've done rehabs that are 60K, and we've done them that are 6K. What is that item? What is that asset that I'm trying to take down? And above all, what sort of return do I need to see? And if you're thinking single family or multifamily, we're typically thinking about cash on cash return on one side of the equation, right? I'm putting money into the deal. Let's say I have 20K into that house and I'm making 5,000 annually in net cash flow. What is that return? That's 20%. That's what I want to see, right? That's, you're going to set that as your cash on cash return. What do I want to see? What about return on equity gain for single family investors? We buy that house, we capture that equity because we buy at a discount, fix it up, refinance out on the back end. We have extra equity above and beyond the cash amount that we put into the deal. That's a return. If I got 10K on top of what I put in and I put 20 in, I got a 50% return out the door. So what do you need to see? Think about that. If you're a multifamily investor, how much cash do you want to get on the back end of the deal? Is it 100% return, 50%? What's going on in the market right now? What do you personally want to see? Things you got to think about. And if we get a little more narrow now, going back to that house, single family house example, again, we talked about the cash on cash return. We figured out, okay, yes, this matches, this meets our model. We got that equity gain that we're looking for, that 50% or 100, whatever it is. Now I got to start to ask questions around what are the rents in the neighborhood, right? I've got to know that actually to calculate the cash on cash return in the first place. What are the sold comps, right? I need to know this to figure out what is my refinance value going to come out at when I project that. That's also going to tell me a little bit about my return on equity gain. It's also going to tell me what do I need to do in terms of scope of work to learn to ask yourself these questions. What do I need to do to address the condition of the house? What do I need to do to achieve that ARV, that after repair value, that value I want to see on the back end? And finally, what is Lifestyles Unlimited? Look, the premier education and mentoring group for real estate investors. That's you. We've been teaching with both beginning and advanced investors for years, mentor on many forms of residential real estate, single family, all the way up to hundreds of units of multifamily. So what is Lifestyles Unlimited? That's what we are. You can go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click on the About tab to learn more. And when we continue, we're going to move on and we're going to talk about where should we invest?
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we are applying a framework of the 5W questions and that errant how, that sixth question, to real estate investing. And this works for you if you're just getting started. You're going to be asking yourself a broader set of questions. You need to define yourself as an investor. You need to define yourself as to, or define your targets. What is it that you're seeking as an investor, right? In terms of returns and in terms of assets, lots of questions that you can ask yourself. And we talked about who, right? Defining that who. We also talked about defining in a little bit more narrower scope, right? Thinking about, just by way of an example, buying a single family house. What do I need to think about in terms of those W questions as well? We talked about who, we talked about when, and speaking of when, I do want to mention to you, we've got our free workshop coming up here very soon. Today's the 7th. We've got one on June 9th. We've got another on June 10th. We've got another on June 12th. And I'm sure beyond that, I'm just looking at three dates right here. When those are coming up, you can check out when we've got those. You can register if you go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com, and learn a little bit more about who we are, what we do, and so on. And we'll talk about that as well. We were just getting to the question of where. And again, a very broad question I get when people are just starting out is, well, Andy, here's where I live. Should I try to find something just down the road? In fact, I was just talking to a guy yesterday out looking at a house, and he lives across the street. He wants to buy the house across the street because he thinks it's easier that way. You know, you can do that. Give it some thought. Where do you want to invest? Do you need to invest that close? Do you need to have that much control? We've got members that are investing from California, from New York, from Israel, I mentioned earlier, from Australia, here in the U.S., here in Texas. So, you know, we say live where you want, invest where you want, buy where you want. You can do that, especially when you have a team like Lifestyles Unlimited around you and all the vendors that I mentioned earlier. They know what we do. They understand the model. They don't have to think about what it is you want because they understand that inherently already. So we've got a lot of single family investors that, for example, down at the expo in Houston earlier in the year, pre-coronavirus, I guess, I met a lot of single family investors from out of state. And I met a lot of multifamily investors from out of state that are all investing here. And we do the inverse. You know, I know Texans that are buying up in Kansas City, over in Atlanta, in Phoenix. I mean, across the, where there's a good market in the U.S., we're going to be active. And it makes it very easy for me to really broaden my scope as an investor. It makes it easy for you, if you're getting into multifamily, to broaden your scope as an investor. gives you more choice, ultimately helps you find better returns if you're willing to expand that location, expand that where. Now, I mentioned I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm a single-family investor. So far to date, we've bought only in Dallas-Fort Worth, but we buy across the Metroplex, right? I'm not anywhere near most of those houses. There's one very close to me, the closest one I can ride my bike to. But aside from that, we're pretty spread out. But we don't go to these things, right? We manage them. It's, again, talking about processes. In this case, we're thinking about process. We're thinking about project management questions in the scope of the five W's. But if you put good processes together, it's very easy to manage and not have to spend every waking hour at the property like the guy that lives across the street from the house that he wants to buy. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Again, very broadly, think about that, though. Think about that. If you're in Dallas and you don't like the returns you're thinking, think about Houston. I'm seeing great returns out of Houston right now. Think about San Antonio. Think out of state. We have an office now. Speaking of where, I'm going to skip over the single family house for now. Where is Lifestyles Unlimited? Look, we started in Houston, Texas, expanded, right? Had a brick and mortar down there, expanded our brick and mortar offices to Dallas and to Central Texas. Think Austin, San Antonio, right? And most recently, last year, to Phoenix, Arizona. Now, of course, we're not visiting those brick and mortar offices right now. We're doing events online like the free workshop. I mentioned freeworkshoplivestream.com online until we get the all clear to get out and meet in those brick and mortar offices again. But that's where we are physically. But we've got ambassadors, people that are Lifestyles members, that are experienced, that are in a lot of the states. I don't know if we're in all yet, but in most of the U.S., states that are representatives, and they'll organize get-togethers, they'll organize meetups within that state for multifamily, for single family, whoever's in the state, to get together, again, like-minded people, right? Like-minded people to get together, share notes. You know, if you're a passive investor, you want to know about those lead investors. You want to know who do I want to invest with? Who did you invest with? How did it work out? That's the benefit of those get-togethers. So we have those across the nation. And as I already said, our investors are active and buying in many states around the nation. So that's the where of Lifestyles. Now, thinking back to that single family house, we bought it, right? We addressed the who's on our team, who's going to get that work done for us, that rehab. We addressed the when, when's it going to get done? We addressed the what is the scope of work? And now to thinking about the where, well, I got to get it marketed. Where am I going to market the property? And we've talked about this on prior shows. And if you want to catch any of the earlier shows, you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click on the radio button to see the archive shows. And we've done shows about marketing properties out there. We've had property managers on the shows as well. Those are archives, so you can hear some of their thoughts on marketing. But you need to start thinking about that where. And for me, right, I'm a licensed realtor. I put my stuff in the MLS. It pushes out to sites like Zillow, Truly, hot pads, a thousand different sites. I get emails from a thousand different sites. You, whether you're working with a leasing agent or not, you can go to those sites and put those out there yourself to market those. You can put a sign in the front yard, very effective. In fact, if you go and attend the two-day Financial Freedom Program, there's a two-day seminar that is taught as a part of that membership. I just sat through that. I did that again recently, live online again. And we talked about that. We talked about where to market, how to market, when to market. Lee, in my case, I sat through the class with Lee Reeves, did a great job, and told us how to get that property rented, right? Where am I going to market that property? So if you're interested in learning more, that's a great opportunity as well. Let me give you that website. It's financialfreedomlivestream.com. Again, that's financialfreedomlivestream.com. Check it out. You know, you can read about the benefits there. It is a paid membership, normally $740, massively reduced, $197. There's a promo code on that site, but you can check that out. Excellent, excellent course. Excellent course, very meaty. So we talked about the wares, right? Broadly, where do you want to invest? Do you need to be local? Do you need to drive by? You don't have to. I don't. You know, it's good to do it periodically. I like to get out and meet with the residents periodically, check on the property, see what maintenance I may need to do. But you don't have to be close. You can use a property manager if it's across the country. You know, case studies is another thing that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. And I love to hear case studies, for example, from the couple in Virginia that's managing, I think, 15 or 16 doors here in Texas. And she actually manages from there. It can be done. You don't have to be, you know, you don't have to be local. So I think I've beaten that one into the ground. And again, we're talking about the five W's, and we'll get to that miscreant, that how, here in a second. But I'm just giving you some ideas. And again, as with any project, it's just good to sit down and give this some thought. This is one structure that you can apply. There are lots of different frameworks that you can use out there. In fact, I did a show, it's been a few months, I think, on a document that is in available to our membership called, it's a comprehensive checklist for single family success. It goes through a lot of these sort of things, you know, how, you know, pre-approval, identifying your team, identifying the property, figuring out the rehab. It's basically a checklist again. So lots of frameworks, lots of structures out there. So who, what, when, where takes us to why, right? What is your why? That's the phrase of the day. We hear that all over the place, but it is an important question. And again, going back to that newer investor, that broad question, you know, we say it here on the show all the time. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. That is why we do this. It's not just to get a pile of money to sit on. We are building a lifestyle that affords us time. We're buying back our time is what it equates to. Time is money. That money gives us our time. Time to do what? Travel. Maybe less so right now. I get it. Unless you bought that RV. I see Facebook posts from some real estate friends that are doing just that. RVing right now. Great. Get out, see the country. Spending more time with family. Volunteering. I want to talk a little bit about that. And we'll continue. I hear the music kicking on. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We'll talk a little more about that why. And I want to get to that all-important question of how. That's a big one. That may be the biggest one of all. We'll talk about that when we continue the show here in just a moment. This is Andy Webb, and we'll be right back.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb. And on today's show, we've been talking about the 5 W's, the 5 W questions that a project manager would ask themselves going into a project prior to starting that project, plus how on top of that, of course. So there are really 6. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. We talked about who, we talked about what. I skipped over when. I thought we had addressed that one, so we're going to hit that one here. We talked about where, and we were just talking about why. Why is my question of the day? Because I have a 3.5-year-old little guy, and he has nothing but circular logic. Why is my stuffed animal up on that shelf? Well, you asked me to put it up there. Why? Well, I don't know. You asked me to do it, and so it goes. So I'm very much embedded in those why questions right now. But to jump back to when, and before we get to when, let me give you, this is the number here in the studio. This is the last segment. If you've got any questions, I can probably squeeze one in. It's 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335. Or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. When is an important question, actually. You know, I get that a lot as well. When should I invest? Meaning, is now a good time to invest? Well, I think I told you at the start of the show in the first segment, boy, I'm just seeing a ton of activity out there. It is a good time to invest. So when should I invest? Now. You should get in now, especially here in Texas. We've seen people are continuing to move here. Businesses are continuing to move here. Businesses are getting out of states that have not yet opened up and are eyeballing Texas because we have. We talked about an article, I think it was on last week's show. Again, you can find those in the show archives at lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio tab, but we talked about a number of companies that are continuing to look here, are continuing to move here. The Dallas Chamber is getting a lot of activity from companies that are doing just that. So I would tell you, now is the time to get in. If you have the capital, right? That's a question as well. You've got to look at what sort of funds do you have to work with? If you have funds tied up in a 401k retirement accounts, again, we talked at the start of this show with that 2.5 unexpected gain in jobs, the stock market popped. So if you've still got money tied up in there, you may now have a little bit more to play with to pull out now. And again, we've talked ad nauseum on the show about the CARES Act and the fact that you can tap into those funds to the tune of $100,000 as part of that act. Time is limited. Act now, right? You want to get that going. So that's, again, that broad question. And then more narrowly, when we move on to that single family project that we've been talking about, well, you need to know when the project will be done. And that's going to come down to you knowing how to put together scope of work or working with a good general contractor. They're going to put that together for you, and they're going to tell you 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever the project demands. In other words, when can I move on to phase two? When can I get that tenant in there, that resident? When can I get that refinance started to get out of that hard money that I used to buy that distressed asset in the first place? So these are all important questions. So that's that timeline. Now, shifting back to why, again, we talked about just broadly, we at Lifestyles Unlimited, we are all, 50,000 members strong. We are of a like mind, right? Like-minded individuals. We're not doing it for the money. It's to build that lifestyle. I talked about travel. I talked about family. Volunteering, that's a huge piece. A lot of our members give back. They get into a mindset of abundance rather than scarcity. And with everything that's going on right now, that's important. That's important. And you can give back. And when you buy back your time, when you have that passive income, that is something you can do. My wife was asked to join a board, CPS board, in Denton County, and she has the time to do it. And she does. And she's trying to help people. That's what you can do when you buy back your time. I see that a lot at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's one of the things that impresses me every time. Every time I go to the case studies, we hear about the good that the membership base is doing. And then for me personally, boy, that zoo, Dallas Zoo, was shut down for the longest time. We have annual memberships, again, because of our toddler, and they finally reopened. We got out there. I have the time. I'm not working there. During the day that on Thursdays, we got down there to the zoo. Got to spend quality time with the family, with my son, out in the fresh air, socially distanced from everybody, including the animals, the lions, the tigers, and so on. And of course, why? Lifestyles. Why does Lifestyles Unlimited do what we do? Again, go to that about page, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the about page, and you can read more. But basically, our mission is to teach our membership base how to supplement or replace their earned income. I'm just taking this off the about page. Supplement or replace that earned income with passive income. And by doing so, reducing their dependence on jobs, great thing to have right now, independence from the job, reducing their dependence on pensions, on social security, saving, savings programs like 401ks, because that's all they are, and IRAs. Speaking of pensions, by the way, they're getting hammered as well. We're going to see in a few years what's going to happen to some of these municipal pensions, other pensions, as things founder a bit. Sure, the stock market just now popped. I think another shoe is going to fall here at some point. So anyhow, long story short, why does Lifestyles do what we do to get people to that financial freedom? Doesn't that sound like something you could use right now with everything that's going on? I think so. No regrets. So glad we went down that path 8 years ago. Who, what, when, where, why? And finally, that takes us to how. And that's a big question. This applies to that broad point of view we're looking at. This applies to that single family example. It's just simply an important question word for investing. And that's the common word that I'm going to hear from most people that reach out. The how questions. How do I get started? Well, we already talked about go to freeworkshoplivestream.com or go to financialfreedomlivestream.com to register to join. So you got the free workshop to learn more. You've got the financialfreedomlivestream.com to join and become a member. That's how you get started with Lifestyles. Great way to get started in real estate investing. How do I find a property? We talk about that on that financial freedom program. How do I know if it's a good property? We talk about it in that seminar. How do I find tenants? How do I screen applicants? How do you collect rent? How do I find financing? How do I estimate rehab costs? These are all questions that I have learned in part by doing, but very large part by leaning on the education at Lifestyles Unlimited. Again, I just sat through the 4-day, commonly called the 2-day. In my case, I took it across 4 evenings, the Financial Freedom Program seminar. And we got into every single one of these, right? Good refresher for me. The markets change. It's good to go back and revisit that education because it is going to move over time. the markets change. Even if you're an investor already with single family or even multifamily properties, we have members that join all the time that come from a background of investing. They've done the single family thing or the multifamily thing, but they're not operating well. They come to Lifestyles, they turn their businesses around, they make more money, they have better returns, they do better at achieving that lifestyle. How do I get started? That's the big question, though. That's the biggest question I get, the most common question. How do I get started? And I would encourage you, find a mentor. Lifestyles Unlimited can be your mentor. Go check out those couple of websites I've mentioned to register to learn about the free workshop or the Financial Freedom Program. But that's a start. What I don't want you to do is like those aforementioned owners that wind up coming to Lifestyles to turn their business around. They started by reinventing the wheel, making a lot of mistakes, costing themselves a lot of money. You don't need to go down that path. I see it a lot. Let's get you going the correct direction from the get-go. Let's get you asking and answering those 5W questions the right way from the outset. So how does Lifestyles Unlimited help its members find financial freedom? Well, we mentioned the education, the live seminars. Again, in the past, we would get together in meeting rooms, which I value heavily because I like to network. I like to get to see the folks I'm talking to, meet new people, meet new investors, meet up-and-coming investors, meet those experienced investors that I can learn from. We're doing that online right now. But stay tuned because we're going to open back up at some point. And stay tuned because at some point I'm going to be able to tell you a little bit about our up-and-coming Expo 2021. I'm waiting for final word on when that's going to be. So we do a lot of live seminars, road trips. For me as a single family investor, this was huge. Once a month, we'd go out to any number of houses, one, two, three or so houses in various states of disrepair or repair, and just talk about the rehab. As somebody that has very little experience or had very little experience in this arena, I learned so much from that. I'm so comfortable walking into any house now and telling you, here's what we're going to do. Here's the scope of work. Here's what it's going to cost. I just know the numbers now because of those road trips. That is what took me from knowing nothing to knowing quite a bit. I won't say I'm, you know, perfect, but I've learned a ton thanks to those road trips. And of course, I mentioned the mentorship. When I have a question, when I'm not sure, I turn to our single family mentors. As we get into multifamily, we have multifamily mentors as well. If that's your path, if you sat down and asked yourself that who question, who am I? What do I want to do? Where do I want to invest? And you've landed on multifamily in Phoenix, Arizona, we've got mentors for you. If you've landed on Atlanta, we've got mentors to help you. We've got national mentors that help the membership base that's buying across the nation. Dedicated realty team, they're going to help you find those properties. And last but not least, and I mentioned this a couple times, that vendor program is huge. When you ask yourself that question, who or whom do I need on that team? That's where you go to get those answers. And that's available to you if you join the Financial Freedom Program. So go check out financialfreedomlivestream.com. Heavily discounted, worth the vendor program alone. I guarantee you that. Hey, this is Andy Webb. I thank you for listening today. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.